Had to overcome a lot of adversity tonight. Quarterback injuries, a second half that you guys really flipped the script. What was the difference in this game coming out in the second half?
Oh, yeah, you know, I think it was just the beginning of being in the locker room at halftime. You know, I'm all about the intangibles first, and it just, there was real life belief. There was life, you know, guys knew that we were going to, you know, get it figured out and play better. And we did, you know, our defense comes out with a 3-and-out right off the bat, and offensively went down and scored. And then I think we got another 3-and-out, got a field goal. And, you know, there was obviously some momentum with all of that. But it started with the fact that the locker room at halftime was unfazed. And that's what, you know, I'm so proud of, you know, the people that are on this staff and on this team, you know, just, you know, believe deeply. And I really do. And you know, obviously we took care of the ball, and our defense was, you know, on fire and getting the ball back. We got good field position. And you know, I'm just looking at the stats here right now. You know, our running game got going when we got going, if that makes sense. It wasn't that we got going off of our running game. And so I thought, you know, we got that figured out and got some success on first downs. And then, you know, we're able to run the ball. And
defensively, you look at it in the second half up until that final drive, they had 19 total yards. They had one first down. You know, the quarterback changed a lot, but your defense also played up to the challenge. What did you have any inspirational words or messages, or did Neil say anything to them different maybe at halftime?
Yeah, it's interesting. One of our quarterbacks went down on the second play of the game. you know, I think they had guys out with injury. We lost guys, you know, to injury. It's this league, everybody plays so hard. You know, it's cold night. It's at the end of the season, and these guys are just giving everything they have, both teams. And so it seemed like to me there was a good number of injuries, and which you just don't want that to be a part of the game. Unfortunately, it is.
Two things that you accomplished tonight. One, getting 7 wins again, guaranteeing a bowl trip once more, and also 5 consecutive wins on the road, something this program's never accomplished before in its history. What do those two things mean?
Well, first, you know, we kind of came up with the whole bowl eligible versus the bowl guarantee.
Yep.
And so, you know, we didn't really celebrate last week. But we are going to celebrate that we're going bowling now as a 7-win team with still a game left to play. And it is a big deal. It's a real big deal to us. We've had some amazing bowl games, and we really want to win. You know, I want these guys to hoist a trophy and experience that. And we've got obviously a huge Michigan MAC game coming up here in 9 days or 10 days, you know, before that. And so, you know, we have a lot to be excited about right now.
Last question. Taylor Powell fills in after Austin goes down. Came in, threw for 300 yards. First time he's done that this year. How would you rate his play? Just quickly seeing it, not being able to see anything more than stats.
Yeah, really good. And so here's the thing. And Austin was this way as well. So, you know, Taylor gave his senior share at Akron and was just a total stud. Here he is, you know, captain of the team, senior, and not starting. And then I'll even say, like, his parents were the first people here to meet us at the gate today at the beginning of the game, going, go Eagles and whatnot. And, I mean, the character of Taylor and just his family just oozes. It's just, you know what I mean? It's, you know, get you choked up. And then, you know, he gets an opportunity on the third play of the game and just went off. And I hate it for Austin, whoever, ends up getting injured. It just, you know. But then at the same time, you know, I'm just so proud of and happy, you know, for Taylor and our team right now.